Ash-strewn streets and empty rooms, above and beyond, is a network. It is a matrix of souls, as fragile as lace, but endless and unbreakable. To save the message, press.
The poet Michael Simmons-Roberts with the last of our essays this week on forgiveness. The essay was produced this week by David Coombs, and it was a CTVC production for BBC Radio 3.
The date, 5th of March 1964. The place, the Chapel of King's College, Cambridge. A young Cambridge University student puts together a choir for a performance of Monteverdi's Vespers. The Monteverdi Choir and John Eliot Gardner. 50 years on, it's the 5th of March 2014. And Sir John Eliot Gardner conducts the same piece in the same venue with the same now world-famous choir. The Monteverdi Choir celebrates 50 years. Live in concert from the Chapel of King's College, Cambridge, on Wednesday at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Just gone 11 o'clock this Friday night. Time now for World on 3 with Lopa Katari.
Jonathan, thanks very much. Well, tonight on World on 3, there's a stronger than usual emphasis on sporting music. Because in addition to our series, Commonwealth Connections, where we explore music from all 53 of the Commonwealth member nations ahead of this summer's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, and talk to sporting heroes about what music has been particularly personal to them, 3 weeks from now, it's Sport Relief. And I have, perhaps rather foolishly, volunteered to be part of Radio 3's Sport Relief effort. And now that I've told you, there is no unfortunate backing out. More about that later on in the programme. So let's kick off with a great track from one of my favourite albums of the moment. It's from Senegal's dance music pioneer, Marc Sek, who combined Cuban salsa, that was all the rage in the 70s, with Balax, Senegal's very own dance groove. It was explosive stuff and totally irresistible. The album is called Vagabond, and this is Li Lumoye Nourou. And I challenge you to keep your feet still.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Malsek, accompanied there by one of Senegal's finest bands of the time, number one de Dakar, born out of the Star Band, that was at the forefront of music at the very beginning of Senegal's independence in 1960. I'm Lopa Kotari, and welcome to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. On the programme tonight, my guests in session are probably one of the most famous Bulgarian choirs in the world. They are none other than Bulgarian Voices Angelita. We've also got episode 5 of our 26-part Commonwealth Connection series, where we're counting down to this summer's Commonwealth Games by exploring the music of all 53 member nations of the Commonwealth. Tonight, we visit Namibia and the oldest peoples of Southern Africa, the San people. And Tanzania's General Secretary for Athletics, ex-5,000-metre Olympic medalist Suleiman Mujaya, is our sporting hero, who's going to be telling us what music from his country inspired him to reach his goals. So let's keep the music going then with Cologne's Balkan Fusionistas, BXP Sound Sistema and Buzuki Criminal, aided and abetted here by Berlin's MC Paco Mendoza.
We'll be right back. башала он трас. Туродеса ай туке, само туке башала.
Boom thrust, boom bang, two flavours of the Balkans there with Germany's BXP Sound Sistema, followed by father and son team, the Boban and Marko Markovic Orchestra. In their latest album, Gypsy Manifesto, they've looked beyond the traditional towards the contemporary, mixing up their music with bits of ska, pop and their own brand of kitsch. It doesn't always work, but not many can play brass like them. Well, paring it down a touch now with some lovely vocals from a quintet known as Betty and the Boy. It all started a few years ago when Betty Yeager from Kalispell, Montana in America, bumped into Josh Harvey from Portland, Oregon. This is the title track of their EP called Good Luck. Catchy and strangely melancholic.
Well, there's a house on a hill with a light in its window. And it burns and it burns all night. And it has kept us warm for a year and a quarter. Just by its broken side. And there's a house on a hill without a one window. So the view on the inside is bleak.
Everything and bones in the ground. I feel the sound of the tempo torna vai Terra sandirà Tu su vola buona cammino Non tem ninguém ta spera Tu basta pisar Cura sangue credo da Sentirà palpita menina Tu che crena da comi Vento torna vai Terra sandirà Se mola por na caminho, não tem alguém da espera. Curva está a pisar, coração que creio lá. Sentiro já palpita, mina a boca grenada comigo. Já cresço letra, bocado, bocado. Capa da sabe de um corpo. A gente se pena. Tava na sua primeira aspiração, já glamos flamina. Seu pulo debaixo nos pés, bordear na estrela, quero pedir na nós dois. Já cresço letra, bocado, bocado, na cara para sabe de bocô. Mas sentiu-se um pena, da boa noite só punha respiração, já queremos mostrar mina. Seu pulo debaixo nos pés. Brullar una estrella que repetir una nostra.
That unmistakable rhythm of Cape Verde, Rui Cruz and Destino from his album Pano Terra, joined there by fellow singer-songwriter Dino Santiago, who you may recall from my last programme. If you go to the Radio 3 website, you can find not just tonight's playlist, but ones from previous weeks too. Now, today marks the beginning of what many call the biggest show on earth. It is, of course, Carnival in Brazil. 5 days of heady revelry, outlandish costumes and serious, serious dancing. The competition that takes place in the Sambódromo in Rio is like a moving wonder of the world. So with these next three tracks, I bring you some flavours of Brazil. From the iconic folk instrument, the berimbau, that single-stringed music bow, and legendary percussionist Nana Vasconcelos, to Siria, carnival music from the Amazon, to something less carnival and more dance, Brazilian reggae. We start with Latin Grammy Award-winning Nana Vasconcelos and Berimbando.
Thank you. vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. Menina, vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. Menina, vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. Menina, vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. Vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. Menina, vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. Menina, vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. Menina, vou te ensinar a dançar, meu siriá. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar. É uma dança quente que faz a gente se requebrar.
Chables, Maisita Soraya. This is World Mortal Combination. Salvador Freedom Sound Connection. One love.
Eu acho é pouco, eu quero mais. Pra quanto mais difícil, mais e mais eu vou atrás. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero mais. Sing a reggae music in original style. Mais e mais. Quanto mais difícil, mais e mais eu vou atrás. Mais e mais. Firme na luta, pregando a paz, tanto amor e a harmonia. Enfrento a batalha do dia a dia. Quanto mais distante, pra mim melhor. Firme rumo ao topo, eu vou na fé sem dó. Prossigo no balanço e nunca canso. Jogo, faça sol, eu uso a força do meu canto. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero é mais. Pra quanto mais difícil, mais e mais eu vou atrás. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero é mais. Pra sing a reggae music in original style. Mais e mais eu vou atrás. Não vou ficar aqui parada. Sigo firme e forte nessa longa caminhada. Me don't worry then, me going again. Black people survival no matter when. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero é mais. Pra quanto mais difícil, mais e mais eu vou atrás. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero é mais. Pra sing a reggae music in original style. Mais e mais eu vou atrás. Mais e mais. Pra sing a reggae music in original style. Dan, 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 dale, dale, gás. Firme na luta, pregando a paz. Canto amor e a harmonia. Enfrenta a batalha do dia a dia. Freedom fighters, freedom bar. Conexão Salvador Sierra. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero é mais. Pra quanto mais difícil, mais e mais eu vou atrás. Eu acho é pouco, eu quero é mais. Sing a reggae music in original style. Mais e mais. Quanto difícil, mais e mais eu vou atrás. Mais e mais. Brazing a reggae music in original style. Dan, 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 dale, dale, guys. Firme na luta, pregando a paz. Dan, 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 dale, dale, guys. Quanto mais difícil, mais eu vou atrás. Dan, 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 dale, dale, guys. Firme na luta, pregando a paz. Dan, 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 dale, dale, guys. Pra quanto mais difícil, mais eu vou atrás. Reggae music in original style. Sing a reggae music in original style.
Soraya Drummond from the northeast of Brazil singing reggae music in an original style. Before Soraya was a track called Siria Kenchi, Hot Siria, from Mestre Cupijo Eseo Ritmo. This is music that is both feverish and tropical, a great reflection of its surroundings, because Siria is a form of music from the state of Pará, the state where you will find the Amazon rainforest through which the Amazon River flows. Master Cupijo learnt from his father, who was, by all accounts, the master of masters, having been the musical director of one of Brazil's oldest bands, Centennial Eu Cherpi, and that was founded in 1874. Sadly, Cupijo himself passed away just 17 months ago at the age of 76, but he left behind a vibrant legacy of music. This is BBC Radio 3. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. Still to come on the programme, my guests in session, Bulgarian voices Angelita, Hungarian prog rock and some Chinese mountain music. But now it's time for the first part of our Commonwealth connection tonight, what we call the heritage track, where sporting champions tell us which particular music does it for them, inspires them, makes them dig deep when they need it, or just helps remind them why they pushed so hard to become the best. So far, we've brought you music from the fastest man in Lesotho, Mosito Lahata, marathon runner Gideon Mtembu from Swaziland, Bahamian sprinter Chris Brown, and Mauritian judo champion Christian Legentil. Well, tonight it's the turn of Suleiman Nyambui Mujaya. Back in 1980, he won silver in the 5,000-metre race at the Moscow Olympics for his country, Tanzania. More than 30 years on, and sport is still at the very heart of who he is and what makes him happy. Here is Suleiman, and a song that for him is a great reminder of how home can often be the best place to be.
My name is Nyambui Suleiman Mjaya. I'm originally from Tanzania, the west side of Lake Victoria. I'm a silver medalist in 1980 Olympics in 5,000 meters. The Commonwealth Games, it was 1974, which I was in Christchurch when I saw Philbert Bayi break world record. And in 5,000, I was fourth, and nearly to be third, but Brenda Foster took away my medal, which is actually, I said that as sport because always, you know, when you do sports, it's peace and fair. And always we talk about when we meet each other to remind about the Commonwealth Games. Actually, I'm feeling comfortable and happy when I'm talking about track and field because it makes my life be better. Because I went to America, trained there, and I got my education in America, and which gave me the good way life to be known everywhere through my education, through my running. I like the artist called Mr. Besti Naso. I sung the song which gives a message to the community and the people in at large. Because many, many people from Africa, especially Tanzania, they're flowing from the village coming on the city thinking that they can make a better life. And they end up finding that it's a difficult life. And this Mr. Besti Naso, he decided to sing the song called Narudi Kijijini. means that I decided to go back to the village because it means that he didn't find again he can make up the life in the city. So this song, I like it very much because it's given a lot of message to people.
So sumu kwangu bora nitimue narudi nyumbani kwetu kalima we walio rafiki zangu tawambia hey. Kila urudipo nyumbani umelewa unanipa matusi mama leo na siku ya tatu hapa nyumbani ujalala na kurizo na ntusi mama kila urudipo nyumbani umelewa unanipa matusi mama leo na siku ya tatu hapa nyumbani ujalala na kurizo na ntusi mama. Siwezi bora nirudie yangu enzi manyanyaso nimekataa utumwa penzi sijazoea imani yangu bado sijajaliwa labda atanipenda ajazaliwa manyanyaso nimekataa utumwa penzi sijazoea imani yangu bado sijajaliwa labda atanipenda ajazaliwa nyumbani kwetu ni maskini sana lakini sulikuta naishi bwana nyumbani kwetu ni maskini sawa lakini sulikuta naishi bwana umefanya kalia wangu kalia mama siwezi ishi bora niende kwa mama kalia wangu kalia mama siwezi ishi bora niende kwa mama bora nirudi zangu kijijini nikaendelee kukata mkaa enzi bora nirudi zangu kijijini
Best Naso and a song called Narudi Kijini, the choice of Tanzania's General Secretary of Athletics and former Olympic medalist Suleiman Mujaya. If you go to the Radio 3 website, you can download all of the clips and features of the series so far. There are also some great pictures and blogs from the producers who put the series together. In about half an hour's time, we've got the second part of tonight's Commonwealth Connection for you. It's from Namibia. And if you go to the World on 3 page and click on Commonwealth Connection's blog, you can read what producer Laura Metcalf thought about Namibia, warthog, road signs and all. Shanren Mountain Men is the name of a folk rock band from Yunnan province in the southwest of China. It's the place of those wonderfully dramatic jagged mountains. Left Foot Dance of the Yi is the enchanting title of their latest album. And in it, they take some of the music of the Yi and the Wa ethnic groups of the area and mix them with Western influences. The result is an album worth a listen and a band well worth watching out for. Here they are with a song called 30 Years, an original piece where the sounds of the Yi people and Western rock meet.
Hey, 说小姑娘不是我你哟，可惜了可惜了不是我你哟，可惜了可惜了不是我你哟。找工作今天找着了，今天找着小阿妹不是我你哟，可惜了可惜了不是我你哟，可惜了可惜了不是我你哟。三十年前搞音乐今天不搞音乐，今天搞着好音乐就是没着落，可惜了可惜了钱不挣不住啊，可惜了可惜了睡也睡不着。做好工作不是我你哟，找工作好工作不是我你哟，找工作好工作不是我你哟。三十年前找工作今天找工作，今天找做好工作不是我你哟，找工作好工作不是我你哟，找工作好工作不是我你哟。
老三还是回家种田去吧。
三十年后找着了，今天找着了，今天找着了好姑娘都是我的哟，好姑娘小姑娘都是我的哟，好姑娘小姑娘都是我的哟。三十年后找着了，今天找着了，今天找着了好工作也是我的哟，好姑娘好工作都是我的哟，好姑娘好工作都是我的哟。
只要你长期坚持买票观看三人乐队的演出，你们将摆脱困境，迎接新的人生。
Yeah. شعرك تحت المخدي ريحة شعرك على الشرشف حدي والناس طايرة بسيارات برات الشباك أنا قد مثل الدرب ضايع بين ايدي
Habibi from Beirut's Mashru Leila and 30 years from Yunnan's Shan Ren. Two folk rock bands thousands of miles apart, each infusing their music traditions with 21st century urban life. And so to tonight's studio session. In December, Georgi Petkov, a conductor, and Tanya Andreeva came into the BBC studios in Maida Vale, West London, with 19 women singers in tow. They were the group called Bulgarian Voices Angelita, and are probably the most famous Bulgarian choir in the world. Tanya has been with the group since the beginning in 1991, when it reformed from being a state TV choir to a private folk music group. So it was great to talk to her about the choir, their music, and what makes them tick. They began by singing a number called Beating Drum. The sound of probably one of the most famous Bulgarian choirs in the world. They are, of course, the Bulgarian Voices Angelita, 19 female singers, one conductor, Georgi Petkov, and I'm here with the manager, Tanya Andreeva, who's been there from the very beginning, Tanya. Is that
even
right?
Even before.
Even before the beginning.
Before the beginning.
So yeah, take us.
I'm the history.
Take us to the very start of it.
Okay, if we consider this choir as ancestor of the first Bulgarian choir organized for traditional music in 1952. This is a descendant
of the first state choirs.
In 1952 was organized the first Bulgarian choir for traditional after the example of Russian choir Pyatnitsky. And this was a group to sing traditional songs, but our traditional songs, they are solo melodies. And to have a choir for the traditional music, the composers made harmony arrangements of these ancient melodies.
Is choral singing a part of Bulgarian music, the roots
no,
of
no,
it?
No, no, no. Choral singing started in 1952.
Oh, so it's very new in that respect. It's a new discipline,
choral singing. Choral singing is a new discipline. Ah. Before this, these were solo voices, melodies from ancient time.
The composers that you use, the songs that this choir sing, many of them are quite contemporary, is that right? So there's a real modern...
This started in 1952. Yeah. The first arrangements were done by Philip Kutiv, who organized the first choir for traditional music. And for this choir, he had himself to make
arrangements from the old folk songs.
Right.
Now, this choir draws from all parts of Bulgaria.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
So when we see them in all their beautiful costumes, it's the traditional costumes from all across the country.
Yes, yes. It's not only the difference of their costumes they carry. It's a different of...
Vocal technique. When you are putting together all
from
these different, in a sense, vocal disciplines, it must require an awful lot of training.
The first singers that were organized in these state choirs, like the choir of the state radio and television or Philip Kutiv choir, these were women from the villages. They were working in the fields and they didn't have any musical training, but they were talented singers. Afterwards, in Bulgaria were opened two or three schools for traditional music. And I'm happy to say that my girls here all had this music education.
They're going to sing another song for us now. I believe it's called Diomano del Bero. What does it mean, Tania? What song is this?
Diomano del Bero. Diomana is the name of a girl, and del Bero means beautiful girl.
Well, here's a beautiful Diomano.
Diomano del Bero. Bye.
I don't think we could have put two more different songs together. The first one, Dil Mano Dil Bero, requiring absolute pitch perfection. And the second one, Dumba. Wonderful nonsense words made up by Gorgi the conductor, I believe,
yes.
Tanya.
Yeah, Gorgi Pitkov.
Beautifully sung, the soloist there with Bezerka Danova. You've been with the group since it formed. In fact, since prior to that, because you were part of the state choir. Since 1991, when this group came together, are any of the members from that time, or is it all new
people? We have half of the members are since 91, and the second half came 2 or 3 years later. On this tour, we have 2 new singers.
And are there children now in the group too?
When they started in the choir, they came just from music schools. Some were not married yet. Now their children are 20, 22 years old.
So we're going to see some of their children singing in the choir, do you think?
Yes, I hope so. Yeah.
Why is it an all-women's choir? Is that the tradition that singing is always women's music?
When we talk about the traditional music, the folklore melody, there are men and women. For the choir, for the arrangements, Philip Kutif already started with women's choir. I think because women are much more disciplined. And I don't know, but really the choir for traditional music in Bulgaria, when the state supported all this group, and all of them are women.
Tanya, tell me, why did the government, I mean, before the lifting of the Iron Curtain in many respects, consider choral music to be something that they wanted to show a patronage to it, that this was a way of putting across a national identity?
I think this was part of the politics of the Communist Party, because they were using these ensembles. They were used a kind of propaganda for the time. But fortunately, during this time, so many masterpieces were created and recorded. And we have in the national radio recordings from this time with the voices of these women I was talking about, coming from the fields. They were singing about their life, the life they had in the villages.
Yes, of their homes, their communities,
of their
work.
Communities, yes. Yeah.
So this last song that they're going to sing, Dragana.
Dragana and Slavi.
And Slavi.
Oh, this is a kind of fairy tale. This is a competition between Dragana, a young girl singing beautifully, and the nightingale.
Slavi is a nightingale.
Slavi is a nightingale. Who will win on there? And singing competition, and of course, Dragana.
Of course she's going to win.
Yeah.
But it's an old folk song.
Yeah.
That was then arranged by
Philippe Kotieff.
Kotieff.
Yeah, the yes. one who founded the first choir. For traditional music.
Tanya, thank you very much. And Gorgi, thank you very much for conducting the choir. And all of you ladies, fantastic music. So so let's win the competition. Dragana,
yes, and Slavi.
And Slavi. Brilliant. Dragana and Slave, Dragana and the Nightingale, battling it out for the best voice, beautifully sung by the Bulgarian voices Angelita, featuring four soloists, Tonya Yankova, Tanya Velikovic, Vanya Vakari and Sonia Borisova. The choir recorded one more song for us while they were in the studio, a beautiful praise song, which I'm keeping back to play us out tonight. Well, staying in Europe for a bit longer, I've got a double header from Hungary now. It starts with a great piece of flute work from a band called Kerekes, electro folk, and a track called Love, Love. ¶¶ Hungary's gothic rock group Fokatelip, not unlike America's Evanescence, and a song called Kashka. Both those tunes are from Hungary, are on a compilation called Hungarian Heartbeats, Volume 5. So from Hungarian Heartbeats to wild music from the heart of Poland, another compilation presenting the best of a country's current music scene. Anya Broda really is from the very heart of Poland, an area called Kujawy. She's part of a folk revival that's going on in the country, and she plays the Polish santur just beautifully.
Djela fato, djela zlato, djel draganu svo. Djela legni i prilegni na srdašu mo. Djela legni i prilegni na srdašu mo. Male lale pozaspale i alkatmeri Biris djula izumbula cio mosta spi Biris djula izumbula cio mosta spi Savu na njedarca tu Da te njiham, da ti pjevam S nenom ja nje tu Da te njiham, da ti pjevam S nenom ja nje tu Da milujem i mirišem Tvoju bujnu vlas Da te ljubim, da te grlim Dok ne svane dan Da te ljubim, da te grlim, dok ne svane dan.
Gelafata Gelaslato, light swinging folk music from Bosnia Herzegovina, and an ensemble called Mostar Sevda Reunion. Sing What You Know is the proverb that the band have followed on this album, titled Tales from the Forgotten Town, by only singing songs written in and about their native city of Mostar, the cultural capital of the area. Mostar was named after the Mostari, the bridge keepers, who guarded the 16th century Stari Most, the old bridge that straddles the banks of the Neretva River. And today it's considered one of the best examples of Islamic architecture in the Balkans. Well, it's time now to head out into the Namibian bushlands and visit the ancient San people. As part of our Commonwealth Connections series, producers Laura Metcalf and Roger Short went to record music from this group of people who are considered one of Southern Africa's oldest peoples, who have one of the oldest genetic lineages on the planet. The trip began close to the Botswana border at the Zelda Game Farm, where they met the Naro family.
My traditional name is Qasa, but people also call me Dresha in Afrikaans. My grandparents were originally from a part of Botswana. They lived up north in the desert of Kalahari. They survived out in the nature park there, gathering water roots, catching ostrich to eat, and they wore only handmade leathers. The San and Naro cultures are passed on carefully to each generation. Now we have to uphold these traditions and teach our children, because it's who we are. We can still survive in the bush today, and we teach our young families how to do this. We're very proud of our San heritage and culture. This berry dance is a working dance. We might sing it if we're out in the bush. One day, if we're sitting at home late in the afternoon and hungry, we'll go into the fields and pick some berries. If they're nice and red, we sing as we collect the berries, picking the fruit and putting it in bags to take home. We make the clicking noise to show the picking of the berries from the field. When we perform the dance at home, we usually sit in the center, singing and clapping, and the men dance around us in circles and joining in the singing. We are sitting in Namibia in the thick bush. The sun is behind us and we're looking towards the border of Botswana. I can hear the children and my grandchildren playing around us. There are no noises or rushing, just the peace of the birds and the children. In our tradition, if someone in the family gets sick, there's a traditional song and dance for healing them too. We gather the whole tribe together and make a great big fire. The sick person is brought into the center, wrapped up in blankets. Then we start the singing and dancing. The elder of the family will put their hands on the sick one and move their hands to see where the sickness is, humming the high and low tones as they do it. They go into a sort of trance to see what is wrong, dictating the pain and illness through the humming of the trance. When the person gets better, they stand and dance. This healing dance, sometimes called the ostrich dance, as the healing can go on for days, and you get very hungry singing and dancing for hours. So the men will go and hunt an ostrich. We would normally eat this when the sick one is better and have a feast to celebrate. Traditionally, the men hunt and use the animal skins to make leathers. We collect ba, which is a red root, and rub it into the leather to make it dark and shine beautifully. When the men dance, we wear kuri, which is a cocoon made by a moth. We cut these cocoons from the bushes, open them up, and put small stones inside, like a rattle. The men put a string or a thin animal tendon around it and wrap these around their legs. We use them for the beats and the dancing. It makes a lovely sound. The bush in Namibia is a beautiful place. We drink our tea with quietness in the morning, when everything is still, with the birds. We sometimes listen to the radio while we work. The grandchildren stay with us and we look after them and can hear them play.
My name is Ilemoto. I am a singer-songwriter, Namibian musician. I grew up on a farm in the Kalahari, basically like five people, six, 10 to 10 people the most, with lots of land and cows and cattle and the fire. I grew up with my grandmother, with the tradition of music, and you have to entertain yourself on a farm, you know, when you have the radio only, and everybody's quite far. The reason why I include traditional sounds and elements in my music is there are a number of reasons. When I grew up with Setswana, you know, I wrote Setswana and I was taught in Setswana during the apartheid years, you know, on top of that. And I thought it was, I still think it's a very beautiful language to sing and a very beautiful language to express oneself in. Some songs I can't sing in any other language, any other way. It would defy the purpose of what I'm trying to say. And when I had chanting as a child from the sun, for example, on the farm or from the healers, it was something that touched me a lot. And I don't think you can do that any other way. And even sometimes, for me, that you have to sing in Setswana to chant. Now in Setswana is gift. the name of my firstborn. It's difficult to say in English, but I'm praise singing the boys. So I'm saying Mushimani Wara Mushimani, the boy of boys.
Mushimani, Wahamahwele Arahwe, Kimana Walusika, Manawara now. Arengana Walifati, Wahamahwele Arahwe, Kimana Walusika, Manawara now.
I think Namibia is an interesting country, personally, you know, as a Namibian, and where we come from in terms of the 1990 independence, you know, and that 2.5 million people, not very big in population, but it's a very big country in size. You know, somebody joked that there are more animals than there are people in this country, and I think it's true. It's a semi-savanna, semi-desert. It's a big country. It's a very serene country. That's one of the reasons for me. That's what Namibia is to me. The serenity, that peace as a country. In terms of history and the politics, on the surface, you see a lot of this easiness and this peace. But I think below the surface, we are like a very divided people. There is a tension that I think it has to be resolved. It has a lot to do with the past. There's a lot to do with the disparity between the rich and the poor. But it's not so simple, because the rich and the poor are also the black and the white. And the black and the white are also, blacks also among themselves are very, you have the tribes, and among the whites also the tribes. And it's got many levels, you know, and for me that is Namibia. And in truth, it's really the land of diversity, the land of wide open spaces. Because in a small space, you find many extremes. I mean, you have Germans that were born here, that live here, they have a history here. That's what they relate to. You have Afrikaners. That's their history. That's their land. That's what they relate to. And I think that's Namibia for you. You know, then everybody has a place here, and everybody has, irrespective of who they are in terms of color, nationalities, or tribes. And it's just in a nation of 2 million people. That's what we are. And now also you're starting to get a lot more people moving in because of this, the peace and the serenity. So Samuel here, coming from the Congo, you know, there's a lot of the musicians here. A lot of them that I play with, some of the guys are from Congo.
My name is Samuel Batola, and I'm a singer and guitar player in Enomoto. What really makes me interested of Namibia is that the different cultures that they have. And if I come to Elemoto as well, Elemoto to me, I call him a Namibian 6-8. His music, it must sound 4-4, like if you count it, there's inside the 6-8. And that 6-8, basically you're touching really my tradition.
In Setswana, there's this like a rhyme, like a, you know, and they use it since I was little. And so it would say, "Ngwana o sa o sa ukre mola wa kholo ka ukwa wa mano." The child that does not listen to the guidance of the elders will listen to that of the vultures. But I say, so that's kind of personally now, he or she who does not listen to him or herself will only listen to others. And so it's a play on the old message and the new message. So basically the old message had the we, you know, like, you know, listen to the elders. And then I'm kind of trying to get in and say, but also listen to yourself. Because I think there's a big part there. That part of your moral construct is in your gut, as they say. The deeper part is just people be free.
Muchana, are,
mogolo o tla utwa wa malo wa malo wa malo wa malo amen akare poto yo saitsetsi o tla retsa dipuo tsa baba we fela fela baba we fela fela ayo
singer-songwriter Elemoto, for whom his language is inseparable from his music, his country and his life. There are some lovely pictures of the happy, smiley Elemoto with his friend Sam playing by the Avis Dam in Namibia on our website. You can also join the conversation by posting your comments. The hashtag is R3Commonwealth. And no matter where you are, you can download the episodes from the series so far as a podcast. Now, I don't know about you, but with all this talk from athletes about their lives and how music has played an important part in them reaching their goals, I've been kind of bitten by the Commonwealth Games bug. So I spent last week in muddy, wet Somerset at a boot camp to really push myself and get fitter. It was tough. I still don't like running, but I can at least run further and for a bit longer than before. So flush with my success, I found myself volunteering to be part of BBC Radio Around the World for Sport Relief. On the 19th of March at 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be running on a treadmill outside Broadcasting House in London, doing my bit to cover the 25,000 miles, the circumference of the world, that BBC Radio has pledged to run, swim and cycle for Sport Relief. And you can come and watch and support me and all the other presenters and BBC Radio personnel taking part, because the treadmill is going to be encased in a giant Perspex box. I'll be there, headphones plugged into my old cassette Walkman, listening to music that I hope will see me through this ordeal. It may only be for an hour versus Radio 2's Joe Wiley, who's doing 26 hours for Sport Relief, but it's out of my comfort zone and for a good cause, and we would love your support. You can take on your own challenge by entering the Sport Relief Games or by simply making a donation. To find out more about how to get involved, go to bbc.co.uk/sportrelief and be part of BBC Radio Around the World. But time now for some more music. This is Nashville trio Cadillac 3 and Days of Gold from their album Tennessee Mojo.
Long truck bed up in it, fire engine red like a lipstick out here. We can let it go. Just me and my good friends juggle wine, little sin. But out here, baby, you just never know. Yeah, these are the days of gone. Hell, it's a southern summer. Whiskey in the air, dogs on the burner, beer's ice cold, got a pearl little lady. And that sun shining down like daddy silver dollar, got a hop on the old dirt road those days ago. Little July sky, so high moon, shining by the riverside, stealing hearts and running wild. Our own little world, Tennessee boys and girls running free, but out here it's in the air, dogs on the burner, beers, I still got
that pretty lady. Oh, southern summer, and that sun shining down like that. A silver dollar got a hop on the old dirt road just days ago. Got a pretty little lady on. Oh, southern summer, and that sun shining down like that. A silver dollar got a hop on the old dirt road just days ago.
Kati Mohamed ak Mohamed Mamed Saramaya wote surguije lasal
lovely bit of Delta Blues from Malian Mamadou Kelly, Yeli, from his album Adiba. Just 3 days ago, on Tuesday, the world's most celebrated flamenco guitarist, Paco de Lucía, passed away in Cancun, Mexico, at the age of 66. Fellow Spanish flamenco guitarist Paco Peña said on Radio 4's Front Row that he was a person who changes everything, who sees things that others have not seen, a very special musician. So in honour of his passing, I'm going to play Entre Dos Aguas, Between Two Waters, one of Paco de Lucía's most popular pieces from the 70s.
تعملي فيه وتعالى قعدي معايا ريح رجليكي وغني لي الحكاوي داخل القلاوك يا مرا يا مرا للناس كلها دايرة تكسر جناحك يا مرا يا أمي يا أمي والإنسانية من وين تسمع
عظام توبت غاوم الظلم حاصل حوالينك يا أمي يا أمي حدو في لحظة ويتين لكي ولمن يا
London-based Italian-born Sudanese singer Amira Kher and Yamara from her album Al Sahra. Minimalist, experimental and beautiful. I just love the way her voice flutters like a bird. And it's an album well worth listening to. Well, that's it from me tonight. Next week, there's a change in the schedule, as here at BBC Radio 3, we're celebrating French composer Maurice Ravel's birthday. So World on 3 will be back on the 14th of March with Marianne Kennedy with more sporting Commonwealth connections. I'll be back on the 28th when we'll be coming to you live from the foyer in London's South Bank Centre. So till then, I leave you with a final song from my guests, Bulgarian Voices Angelita, and a song of praise called Bogaradis Devo, the Virgin Mary. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katriana Young, and let me take you straight to Brazil to start with tonight to join the Sao Paulo Chamber Orchestra playing in their home city and featuring a couple of homegrown composers as well. The first one I'd not come across before, but I'm very glad to have been introduced. He died in 1993 and went by the wonderful name of Mozart Camargo Guarnieri. His parents obviously hoped for at least one musical son. The others were Rossini and Verdi. They struck lucky with Mozart, but he promptly dropped what he called his pretentious first name and called himself Camargo instead. Here are three of his preludes, followed by a Toda Tristi, a sad tune.